15, our top 10 comedies coming at the request of awesome patron brother Shane. Very broad topic here, Shane.
Honestly, way too broad.
Yeah.
This is not an easy list. And there are some on my list that it's like, is this more of a comedy or is this more of an action film or a horror film or a romantic film? Like,
yeah,
I don't know.
How do you distinguish the difference?
Yeah.
So I feel like my list, I feel like I've tuned it down to purely comedy. Like the main drive of these films is the comedy. There might be one or two in here that you could classify as maybe an action comedy, but I think the comedy is front and center with all of these films.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely at least one of mine where I would say the comedy probably isn't front and center. Maybe even two, to be honest.
I was looking at Letterboxd.
You better lay off me for some picks as well. I don't want you can't have that in here.
This list is too broad for me to, have a go at you for some of your picks. Like, you can't judge this. Like, if it was a bit more fine, perhaps. But no, I won't be throwing any shade unless I think that the movie itself is terrible. But for some reason, I don't think that's going to be the case with this one.
Okay, we'll see.
I mean, we generally have the same opinions when it comes to humor.
Well, sure, I guess.
Sure. But we're going to kick it off with you, mate. What is your number 10?
Okay, well, my number 10 is a film that I would consider more of a Hendo film, but in looking at all these films, I thought, fuck it, I'm going to put it on.
And it's okay, you can do that.
Judging by what you've said, I have a feeling it may not make your list.
Okay.
But at number 10, I'm going Edgar Wright's Shaun of the Dead.
That film is on my list.
Okay, good. Yeah, good.
Cool.
Shaun of the Dead. It's very funny. We all know what it is. It's really quick. There's a lot of jokes that I think on multiple viewings you catch, and they're still funny as well. Like, even the ones you remember. Like, I could watch this now, and it's very, very funny. Big fan.
Yeah.
Number 10.
Can't disagree with you. All right, my number 10. You think comedy, you do think of Jim Carrey, and I am throwing a Jim Carrey film at number 10 here. I am going Liar Liar.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. I mean, it was my favorite comedy when we did our top 10 Jim Carrey movies as well, has made this list. I think every time I watch it, I laugh at the same jokes over and over because it's the drive and the delivery of Jim Carrey and how he does it. Just gets me every single time. It is a hilarious movie and it will make my list at number 10.
Very good.
All right, you're number 9.
Yeah. I just thought of a movie that I was like, oh, I should have that in. And I was thinking about changing this one, but I'm not going to. My number 9 is the film, probably the biggest film that I think you'd be like, you're not a fan. It is the Michael Caine and Ben Kingsley Without a Clue.
Without a Clue. Look, okay.
This film's hilarious.
I laugh at that because that is the most biggest Dean pick, unless you're going to throw some other obscure comedy on there. But yeah, you got me to watch this a long time ago, and it probably was one of the better Dean picks that I did enjoy. It is a funny film.
Thank you. No, it is. Very clever. Obviously, a bit of a different take on the Sherlock Holmes story, with Watson being the brains and Sherlock Holmes being the bumbling buffoon, but his real name is Artie Morty.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it's funny.
I'm sure Shane really got a kick out of that one.
I hope so. All right, your number 9, Hendo.
My number 9 is from the Farrelly Brothers, and I'm going with There's Something About Mary.
Very good film.
Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while, but I think when it came out, I think maybe early 2000s, I watched that a lot.
Yeah.
It is a hilarious comedy. Like, Cameron Diaz is just, she's fantastic in that film.
Yeah, she's good. It's funny. Can't argue with it.
The mini movie with, who is it? The hitchhiker with the... He chops up all the bodies and they think that it's Ben Stiller. It's so good.
Yeah. 7 minute abs. what if someone comes along and does 6 minute abs? No. 7 is the number. 7 doors, 7 trees, 7. Like, what the fuck is he talking about? It's awesome. Yeah.
All right, on to your number 8.
My number 8 is Austin Powers 2.
Very good.
The Spy Who Shagged Me, if you will.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
I was massively into Austin Powers when I was a teen.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't watched it in many, many years. But going off memory, I definitely like the second one more. I watched the second one more. It's got Fat Bastard in it. Very, very good.
Excellent.
I really do think that after watching watched all these Bond films, I'll see it in different light. But yeah, nah, I do love Austin Powers.
Very good. All right. Austin Powers does not make my list. What does make my list, though, at number 8 is Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Oh, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah. I mean, the second one is absolutely god-awful, but the first one is such an iconic comedy with some just classic lines. This is Will Ferrell's funniest character, probably funniest role, I would say. It is ingrained in comedic culture now. Not just Will Ferrell, but Paul Rudd, Christina Applegate, Steve Carell as well. It's a hilariously funny film, and that's why it's my number 8.
Yep, very good film. Very good film. Yep. My All number, right. What about, 7?
Yes.
Liar, Liar.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Can't disagree with that.
Clearly not. It was on your list.
Yep. All right. My number 7 is a film from Mr. Edgar Wright, and it is Hot Fuzz.
You have 2 Edgar Wright films.
That's right. I have 2 Edgar Wright films. I was going to keep Hot Fuzz off, but I looked at it. I'm like, nah, it's got to be on there because it is just still, it is also so funny. I love the use of the action tropes that are in here, the town and just the whole mystery about why they're doing what they're doing. And the whole way that Simon Pegg's character just cannot ingratiate himself into this town. He has no idea what's going on. And the comedy that comes with that, and especially from Nick Frost. Nick Frost is just hilarious in this film. It easily makes my list at number 7.
Yeah, I'm not as high on Hot Fuzz as you are, Hendo.
I know. But I'm glad you got Shaun of the Dead on there.
Yeah, snuck in. All right, my number 6 is a film I don't think will be on your list, actually, considering what you've said. Maybe it will. The Big Lebowski, Hendo.
No, doesn't make my list. And purely for the fact that I haven't seen it in such a long time that I actually don't remember a lot about it.
Okay. No, that's fair. I mean, there's a few films like that here where I haven't seen it in a long time, but I watched it so many times when I was younger.
Yeah.
There's so many funny, you got John Goodman, he's hilarious. Steve Buscemi, obviously, Jeff Bridges, but there's a lot of... it's a different type of humor, but I was into it, Endo.
Awesome. All right, heading up to my number 6 is Superbad.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. This film is hilarious. I'll still watch this and get a kick out of every joke.
I think for me, the issue with Superbad is the first half is, stunning and the second half drags a bit.
Yeah, I don't think that's the case for me. I think it is pretty consistent throughout the whole thing. Pretty sure this is Emma Stone's acting debut as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is great. She's fantastic in this film as well. I just think the journey that all that these three guys take is hilarious. And the two cops, Seth Rogen and Bill Hader, are also hilarious. Every minor character in this film has their own part and everyone shines. I love this film. Superbad, number 6. All right, mate. What is your number 5?
Let's get an Adam Sandler film out of the way here, Hendo. Let's go Happy Gilmore.
There can only be one funny Adam Sandler film on this list.
It's not true.
Okay, we've got another one coming up
there. No. It definitely is true. Who are we kidding?
Yeah.
Happy Gilmore. Hilarious golf film. Love it. I've seen it lots. What's more to say? Shooter McGavin.
Shooter. All right. My number 5 is a film I guarantee will be up higher on your list. We have done a breakdown of this film. It is Groundhog Day.
Ah, yes. Yes. Yeah. It will make the top 5 here or top 4 here, Hendo.
Maybe even top 3, probably top 2. I could probably even see it being your number 1. I'm not going to lie.
How dare you even question that?
Now, look, considering that, you're going to be talking about it a little bit more later on, I'll leave the thoughts to you. But just overall, just hilarious comedy that I really, really enjoy.
Very nice. Glad it's on your list. Next up, this is probably the other film where, is this more of a comedy or is it more of a romantic story? It's definitely a romantic comedy, but which one outweighs the other? It is
All right.
When Harry Met Sally.
Ooh.
Come on, Billy Crystal. Okay. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I haven't seen it in a long time. I've only seen it once, so I'm not the best judge on whether this is more of a romance or a comedy.
I've probably seen it 10 times. You Made a Woman Meow? I love this film. I think the chemistry between Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan's fantastic. There are iconic scenes in it, like the diner, I'll have what she's having, all that sort of stuff. But I just think the rapport and story that these two have together and their ultimate journey. Yeah, I really, really enjoy this film.
Excellent. All right. My number 4, you just mentioned it before. It is Happy Gilmore. This film is hilarious. I've watched this multiple times.
Hey, Ben Stiller's in this one as well.
He is. Yes, he is. It is clearly Adam Sandler's funniest film. Clearly. And clearly you think that too. And yeah, I completely agree. So it's my number 4.
Very good. All right, my number three. Ooh, I don't know if this will be on your list. It might not, but it might. Is another Jim Carrey film. It is Dumb and Dumber.
It is not on my list.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, Liar Liar is the funniest Jim Carrey film.
Dumb and Dumber is just pure comedy, like from start to finish. They don't worry about any heartfelt story or message like Liar Liar does. Liar Liar is fantastic, but this is just gags nonstop. Really love this film.
Yeah, yeah, no, I agree. Like, it is a funny, funny film. I can see why it made your list. Something that won't make your list is Kevin Smith's Clerks at number three.
Ugh. Nah, you said comedies, right?
Yes, I did. I didn't say rom-coms, and you threw that on there. This is a straight-up comedy, and I laugh every single time I watch it. The quips, the one-liners, the quotes are just so fantastic in this film.
In a row?
In a row? Yeah, exactly.
That's the best line.
Clerks is fantastic. I could watch it multiple times more. That's why it's my number three.
Fair enough. All right. My number two is a film I'm sure is not on your list. It is Clue.
Wow. All right. Yeah. I didn't even think of this film.
I know. Hence why I was sure it wasn't on your list. Tim Curry.
Number two.
Yeah, mate. Love this film. Love it. This is a 4.5-star film, Endo.
Well, there you go. No, I've seen it once. It was good. I did enjoy it.
When did you see it? Were you young enough to love it?
No, it was. You made me. I'm pretty sure you made me watch it back in the day. Yeah.
There's your issue. See, I feel like you have so much disdain for a film when I recommend it to you.
That's
not
true.
I give you absolute, like, pearls. Right?
That's what,
Mr.
Because,
Destiny.
Because you love them so much, you recommend
Somewhere
them.
In Time. Without a clue.
Come on, give me a break.
Clue. And you're like,
terrible.
Terrible. Okay.
Hey, no. Clue's not terrible. Clue is a good film.
Clue is better than good.
All right. It is not as good as my number two film, which is Edgar Wright's Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Hilarious. I remember seeing this film at the cinema. I'm pretty sure it was 2003, 2004, and just fell in love with it. Bought it on DVD and just watched it over and over and over again. It is hilarious what they do with this zombie genre and turn it on its head. The character of Sean, the character of Ed are hilarious. And every time I watch it, I just laugh nonstop. I do not get sick of these jokes. It is so good throughout the entire runtime. That is why it just misses my number one at number two.
Ooh.
But we are up to our number ones.
Yes, we are. No surprises for mine, Hendo.
No.
It is, and always was going to be, Bill Murray's touching, touching story in Groundhog Day.
Yes.
I love this film so much, Hendo. This is, I mean, not only is it a 5-star banger, this ranks so high on my all-time list. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, like, I don't know. What is it? Being able to live the same day over and over again, doing whatever you want, having the freedom to do whatever you want, and then ultimately learning about yourself and the beauty of others and all this stuff. But Bill Murray, he is the key to this film. He just sells that fine line between like prick and guy who actually cares about other people so well. And it's a pisser. It's a pisser seeing someone just act with no consequences. I love it.
Fantastic. Good review of Groundhog Day there. Remember, if you do want to check out a full breakdown of it, we have done it before. Just go search for it. It's there. Just like this film, my number one comedy of all time is Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Okay.
Yeah. This is, I mean, you're not as big on this film as I am.
It's
I don't know if it's because you just haven't seen it as many times. And I've seen it a lot. I'm surprised you didn't have Life of Brian on your list.
Life of Brian's very good.
Yeah. Not as good as Holy Grail, though. I've seen this film better than Holy Grail. No, it's not. That's not true. Holy Grail is the epitome of Monty Python comedy, and it just slays me every time. Every little skit that they do, it gets me every single time. Even the little bits like you hate the animation of the film. I think it works really well with the style of this film. The meta jokes of the lack of budget for this film as they go along here with the use of coconuts for horse trotting, situations like that. It works so well. Every main character in this film, all the main actors, I won't go through all six of them, but all six of them are hilarious. The Bridge of Death, the Black Knight, everything in this film screams hilarious, and that is why it's my number one.
Ah, very good.
And that is it for our list of top 10 comedies. Do you have any honorable mentions? Because I didn't have any honorable mentions. I've got funny films, but I feel like, this was my list.
Not really. I feel like they'll get named in our, listener feedback.
Yes, that's true. Speaking of which...
Answer my question! The question, jerk!
We always let our patrons let us know their favorite films in our list, from their favorite one all the way to the top 10, whatever they want to do. Let's start off here with David Powell, who has just a slew of films here, probably in no particular order. Let's go with Nail and Eye. Have you heard of this film, Dean?
Definitely heard of it. I remember it being on like Empire's top 500 films of all time, which I read cover to cover back in the day. Haven't seen it. Didn't realize it was a comedy either.
Nah, it seems like a film I should probably look into a bit more. Oh, Dean, he's also got Clue on his list here.
Nice.
He's got Flying High, Dr. Strangelove, and he's back down to the ground.
You're doing so well, David.
Continuing on, Hot Fuzz, Life of Brian, Scott Pilgrim vs. the World, Animal House, The Last Supper, Hudson Hawk, and Kind Hearts and Coronets.
Okay, few misses there. Next up from Brian Grabianowski, in no particular order, Old School. Yeah, honourable mention for me. Very good film. Naked Gun, Animal House, Wonder Boys, Super Troopers. Were you a Super Troopers guy, Hendo?
No, not in the slightest. I couldn't stand that movie.
A lot of people at school love that film. Cable Guy, Dr. Strangelove, Holy Grail, Big Lebowski, and The Royal Tenenbaums. Honourable mentions, Mean Girls, good film. Blues Brothers, not so much. And Clueless.
Very good. All right. Ben from Filmbusters has his top 10 here. I don't know if this is from 10 to 1 or 1 to 10, but let's do it. Madame Doubtfire. Interesting way to say that.
Very good.
Dolomite Is My Name, Kindergarten Cop, Life, Modern Times, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Home Alone, With Nail and Eye, there's another one, Big Lebowski, and Ghostbusters.
Very good. Can't believe I forgot about Mrs. Doubtfire.
Would it have made your list?
Yes.
Poor form then, Dean.
All right, next up from Nerdivert. From 10 to 1, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Clerks, In Bruges, Ghostbusters, Holy Grail, The Wedding Crashers, good film, Shaun of the Dead, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Endo.
I'm surprised The 40-Year-Old Virgin didn't make your list.
Yeah, honourable mention.
Fair enough. Dan Brennick has his films here, Anchorman, Caddyshack, Blazing Saddles, Private Life, Knives Out, and Booksmart.
Very good. And lastly here, I've got one from Brother Shane, but
okay. He
actually sent me a text message. Now, I literally have like 3 messages from him that he sent via text. Wow. So this is a very rare thing. This is what happened for poor Brother Shane. Power went out Wednesday night. So when did I get this? Like a couple of days ago. Estimated restore time is 11:30 p.m. Friday. That's like a week and a half with no power. We have had massive storms in Victoria here, and that sucks.
Definitely.
Have a guess what he said the absolute worst thing about it is.
Not being able to listen to us.
Obviously, that's number one. He said the close second, though, was having to go to bed at 7 o'clock every day. And why wouldn't you? Like, you're not like, oh, yeah, I feel for him. Anyway, he did text me his top comedies. And we've got from 5 to 1. Now, these are Shane films. The Secret of My Success.
Okay.
Very good film. Number 4, The 40-Year-Old Virgin. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Number 3, Kevin and Perry Go Large.
There it is.
Number 2, Bean, the movie. And number 1, do you know what it is, Hendo? It's a 5-star banger from Shane.
I actually didn't hear what the number 4 was. We'll have a crack. Is it Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know it is.
Cool. Yeah, I knew it. Oh, very good. All right. Thank you very much, everyone, for checking out this episode. And we'll see you on the next one.
Bye.